This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns the coronavirus pandemic is out of control, calling it the number one global security threat in the world today. During a news briefing with reporters, he called for global solidarity in making a future vaccine affordable and available to all. He makes a statement amid the growing coronavirus deaths and infections. More than 939,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19, while the number of global infections is less than a quarter million shy, reaching a new milestone of 30 million. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a coronavirus vaccine could be ready by in the coming weeks, something that contradicts the government's top health experts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Hurricane Sally has killed at least one person, swamped homes, and forced the rescue of hundreds. The storm crawled ashore near the Florida-Alabama line Wednesday with 105-mile-per-hour winds and rain that measured in feet, not inches. One death has been reported. Orange Beach, Alabama, and the mayor, Tony Kenyon, says that the death was banned.
Contradicted Dr. Redfield about the effectiveness of wearing a face mask. Democrat Joe Biden weighed in.
I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Again, Hurricane Sally killed at least one person, swamped homes, and forced the rescue of hundreds. The storm crawled ashore near the Florida-Alabama line Wednesday with 105-mile-per-hour winds and rain that measured in feet, not inches. One death has been reported.